CFTC sues Minnesota to block first-in-nation prediction markets ban. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop Minnesota from enforcing a newly enacted state law that makes Minnesota the first jurisdiction in the country to outright ban prediction markets, including the operators Kalshi and Poly Market. The filing was reported by Reuters on May 20, 2026. The case turns a state policy fight into a federal preemption test. The CFTC, which regulates derivatives and event contracts at the federal level in the United States, is arguing that state statutes cannot supersede its authority over markets where users buy and sell contracts pegged to real-world outcomes. Federal preemption is the core question. Prediction markets sit in a legal gray zone that has shifted repeatedly over the past 2 years. The CFTC has approved certain event contracts as legitimate derivatives, while state attorneys general and gaming boards in several jurisdictions have argued the same contracts are functionally wagers and therefore fall under state gambling law. Minnesota's statute is the first to take the next step and prohibit them outright. By suing the state directly, the CFTC is forcing a court to decide whether federal commodities oversight blocks state gambling law from reaching these markets. If the court sides with the CFTC, similar state efforts in Nevada, Connecticut, and elsewhere become much harder. If Minnesota wins, the operators face a patchwork of state-by-state legality that mirrors what online sports betting went through before federal clarity arrived. The legal argument is narrow but consequential. The CFTC's filing reportedly relies on the Commodity Exchange Act, which gives the agency exclusive jurisdiction over registered derivatives venues. State courts have read that exclusivity differently from federal courts in past disputes, so the outcome is not obvious. Kalshi and Poly Market are squarely affected. Kalshi operates as a CFTC-designated contract market. Poly Market, after settling with the CFTC last year, has been rebuilding a regulated U.S. presence with the agency's sign-off. Both companies have publicly defended their products as event contracts rather than wagers, citing CFTC oversight. A state-level ban that survived court scrutiny would force both operators to geo-block Minnesota residents or face penalties. More damaging is the precedent. State legislatures that have hesitated to act now have a template to copy, and several have bills already in committee. The lawsuit also lands days after Poly Market opened prediction markets on private company valuations, including SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic, a launch that pushed prediction markets further into mainstream financial conversation. The Minnesota statute, signed earlier in 2026, was already drafted before that launch. But the timing puts the question of where these markets sit in the regulatory map back at the center. Stakes for the broader event contract market, the CFTC's willingness to sue a state directly is the bigger signal. The agency rarely litigates against state governments, preferring to issue guidance or coordinate with state regulators behind the scenes. The decision to file in federal court suggests the agency views the Minnesota statute as a direct challenge to its mandate, not a routine state-level disagreement. For the broader industry, three outcomes matter. First, an early injunction would freeze the Minnesota law before enforcement starts, giving operators breathing room while the case proceeds. Second, a clean federal preemption ruling would settle the question for similar state bills. Third, a loss for the CFTC would put the event contract category back in regulatory limbo and likely slow the wave of institutional money that has started moving into the space. Crypto markets reacted minimally to the headline. As of May 20, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $77,127, up 0.3% on the day, with the broader fear and greed index at 39 in fear territory. The lawsuit affects regulated event contract operators directly, but its second-order effects around what counts as a derivative versus a wager will eventually reach tokenized stocks and on-chain prediction protocols too.